When truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom. Today, we're going to talk with one of our dear friends, Savannah Alalia. Savannah Alalia is a seasoned body worker who, after 25 years of one-on-one body work and coaching, now develops and teaches body work trainings. She has a tenacious appetite for tasty, happy, healthy food. In addition to being a loving soul, she's a devout food enthusiast and an author of Human Food 101. During the time that Dr. T and I have known Savannah, we've admired her for her love for helping others, her passion for research, and her determination to find solutions. She's an incredible resource whom we often tap into. I've brought her here today actually to talk to us about one of Dr. Tenpenny's newest favorite items in her medicine and kitchen cabinet that has become a game changer for us, who still want to enjoy some naughty food favorites without the punishment. And you're going to get to know exactly what I'm talking about soon. So please welcome the lovely Savannah, who also has the best accent in town.
Michelle, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and chat with you all. Anything to do with you or Dr. T, I'm excited, I'm happy. I just love all that you get up to. So thank you so much for having me, and I'm excited to chat with you about this today.
Thank you. Well, we love you. And I had to show the book because this is Savannah's book, Human Food 101. And I was so excited when she brought this to me. This was in when we were together in Orlando that you brought it to me. You autographed it and sent one for Dr. T too. Can you tell the audience what this is about, first of all?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've been working in kind of detox and well-being for a while. And one of the things that I really was passionate about is the fact that often when we're talking about healthy food, a lot of people seem to think that it has to taste like cardboard and be very restrictive. And I hate that. Like I've over the years started to see that good food, healthy food can be sumptuous and delicious and something you can really get excited about. So I never really, it happened by accident actually putting it together, because I've got an online program and for Your Intuitive Life, it's called, it's for living intuitively. And as I sat down to write that, I'd got somebody in to come and do some nutrition pieces because that's not my passion point specifically. And I thought, I should probably just put together a few recipes for it, to be added in. I was thinking 20-page PDF or something like that. And as I got going, like, I think that's like 220 pages or something.
I know.
I actually stopped because there was more. But that's, yeah.
Well, so that's when you gave this to me, I said, I'm coming over for you to make me all of these dishes. Like, there's some really cool stuff in here and you know, things that people would absolutely love. And oh, Cookie's on here. Cookie, she has a corn salsa. Whoops, you can't see it. So she has a corn salsa and a tomato salsa. And she has these things called hotties. She has a section called hotties. It says, no coffee, no tears. So what does not to hydrate look like? This is where you learn that you'll need to give up coffee. And she talks about, but it's not necessarily giving it up. You're really just, and that's what I love about it, is that you're not giving up things you love. You're just not this, but that. I think what most people are missing, right?
Mm-hmm. The key thing when you change how you eat is understanding that when you're craving something, it's because your body actually needs something that's in it. And typically you crave the things where your body knows where that thing is, but you may not have tried something else or tried it in a way that tasted good that makes you go, oh, wow, yeah, I can just do it this way around. So that was really the aim with the book, was to try.
I learned that when I was pregnant because I don't eat McDonald's. I don't even like it. But I was already very health conscious at the time that I was pregnant. So I you know, I wasn't, there's no way I was going to touch McDonald's. It just wasn't going to happen. I worked out until I gave birth, you know, like I, wow. I was very, I say that I ate keto before it was cool. Before keto was keto. Like I just, it was the way I ate. It was just a lifestyle. I didn't like pasta. I didn't like how I felt. I tried to stay away from breads. It just was me. So when I got pregnant, you know, I'd be driving home and my mom would call me and she's like, I made you kale and I made you like all my favorites, right? Kale and I sauteed this amazing chicken and she's telling me all these amazing things that she made for me. And I'm like, uh-huh. She's like, you're at McDonald's. I'm like, because my body was just craving whatever that was. And it's probably the salt or something. And who knows?
Yeah.
And it was horrific because I'm like, I don't want to eat this, but my body was, there was something there, like you said, that I was craving.
And learning the language of the body, I think that's what I'm really passionate for. That's why, that's what my program, Your Intuitive Life, is about, is learning to listen to the language of your body, mm-hmm. And what it's telling you, and then how to help yourself navigate what to do with it. Cause it's such a great compass, our bodies. I guess this is why, I mean, this is one of the reasons I love what Dr. T is talking about all the time. And you and the team there, is because you're so focused on helping people have that sovereignty and connection to their bodies. And it's really key for well-being on a general level. Like, we are built already with all of that information inside of us if we learn how to listen to what we need. And that doesn't surprise me that you were working out all the way up until giving birth. I know you. You're like this firecracker of an amazing human being. So I can see that you'd be going like all out with it. So yeah.
Yeah, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you. You know what? It was actually really fun. I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I didn't give up on it. So anybody out there who's ready to have a baby, you know, boot camp right till the end. And that means Dr. Tenpenny's boot camp too, because I was doing, you know, a lot of both. I was doing Dr. Tenpenny's boot camp, which was talking about all the ingredients and the dangers associated with vaccines. And I was doing the body boot camp. So it was really, really good. Good preparation for mommyhood. So yes. Yes. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you today about too, before we get into the glucose, because I do want to talk about that, but I want to talk about, you know, we talked, you and I, briefly about the three pillar approach.
Yeah.
So why don't we start with that? You know, let's start with cleanse. So
yeah, absolutely.
Something that, you know, Dr. Tenpenny always says is, you know, you got to clean your body in order for it to work better. So if you want to introduce the supplements, and last week, Savannah, we talked about some of the supplements that are on Dr. Tenpenny's routine to her regime to recovery. Excuse me. And that was the Dr. Tenpenny's body bundle. So I'll let Diane put that up too for the audience. And Cookie, if you can send me the link to that, just in case anybody here wants to know what that is. Dr. Tenpenny has been using this. She had as everybody knows, she had a medical event and she's recovering from that. And she's using a lot of what you and I are going to talk about today in her regimen to recovery. And she's made huge progresses, like massive, massive progress, because she did a few things. She started to clean the body. She removed everything in her house that was not organic. And Tracy last week was really talking about how it's not just about, hey, you know, you want to be fancy and buy organic. No, look, I mean, you can't wash the pesticides out of this. It's growing in the food. It's already genetically modified. You can't wash those things away. So, you know, she changed that completely, and she had a whole team in there though, you know, helping her, but she learned now how to introduce all just these medicinal foods, you know, that you still love and we probably eat, you know, regularly, but you don't consciously understand that these are medicinal foods. So she did that, really worked on cleaning the body. And Savannah, you and I talk about cleaning the body all the time. So yeah. Clean the body so it can work better. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I am so passionate about this particular subject, just because I've worked with like tens of thousands of people over the years, and it's what I see time and time and time again. Basically, if you give the body what it needs in the quantity that it's asking for it or is requiring it, it can work what looks like miracles. It's such an efficient machine, our body, and it's constantly has parts of itself working in the background. Like, you and I are not sitting here thinking like, oh, I need to breathe now. Oh, I need to keep my heart pumping. Oh, I need to digest my food. all of these things are happening in the background for us. And that, you know, that speaks to really, I think it's something like 90% of those functions happen without our conscious effort. And that speaks to how hard the body will work for us in all the time. So when you give your body the things that it needs in order to perform those functions to the highest level it can possibly achieve, I like to call it being a high functioning human. And I like to approach that from multiple levels. But when you're talking about it for in the body, you know, really cleansing on a cellular level, on a gut level, and being aware of the things that you are consciously taking in. So yes, going organic, super important, because there are so many pesticides and glyphosates and all sorts of things on there. But also thinking about the things like, you know, your shampoo, or the fact that you're living in a city and there's pollutants all around you all of the time. So having something that is like a cornerstone for cleansing is super important. I know that one of the key things we work with is the Pure Body and Pure Body Extra, which are clinoctile zeolites. And one of the things I love about those particular products, I've been taking them for, it must be like 12 years now, I think nearly. They are just phenomenal. And I know that I live in the countryside, so I'm very fortunate with that. But especially when I'm in a city, I really notice it, like I miss it by an hour or two. I think I was in New York when they were having the fires a little while back. And that was one of my coping mechanisms for breathing in all of that toxicity, yes, is being able to get that out of the system really quickly. And I watched some people who had really bad headaches and were really tired, who weren't taking it. And then I, you know, my recovery was much, much faster. One of the key things is cleansing the cells, so that your cells can do their jobs properly. Like your cells are working in the same way that your body is, in an unconscious way. Like they are cleaning out, they are bringing in nutrients, they are absorbing nutrients, they are kicking out toxins. And so they're working super hard for you in the background. And something like the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra give the body the opportunity to be able to do that process, A, much more efficiently. B, it means that you have no stored toxins in your body over a longer period of time, and that causes its own level of problems. And C, it also means that your body is then able to absorb the nutrients better. So anything that you take after you've cleansed means that your body is able to work more efficiently to absorb it. So your response to what you're then eating, whether it's a healthier food, organic food, superfoods, a different supplement, is going to be much more readily absorbed if your body's not having to deal with like a passive toxicity in the background. So that's really the first key point with the cleanses, I would say.
And you know, I like that you mentioned what happened in New York. Cookie's actually from New York.
Oh, okay, nice.
She, you know, really saw what was going on there too. But you know, it's interesting that, you know, within our team, everyone is, we all live all over the place. So anytime there's something that happens major in the world, one of us is getting hit by it. You know, last year it was me with the hurricane, then it was Cookie with the fires, you know. Now Heather has got the back end of the hurricane there too. So, you know, we're all getting everything. But, you know, I noticed the other day, actually this weekend, I was driving along and I'm looking up at the sky, and I was remarking on how I couldn't believe how horrifically they had destroyed the skies. It was like chemtrails just everywhere. And when I looked right up, I, you know, the sun was kind of getting to a point where it was setting, and it was reflecting off the chemtrails and created a rainbow.
Just I know the ones you mean, I've seen those.
Right. Of the, and I thought, are you kidding me? Like, how can anybody deny that now there's stuff in there? Yeah, Kembo, Rhonda says, a Kembo.
Kembo, brilliant.
Right? And I actually talked about it with my daughter the other day as we were walking along, and it had rained, and we were, you know, walking through the laneway, and the water was a rainbow, and it reminded me of what it looked like in Ohio when Ohio had that train derailment.
Yeah.
And then I you know, I kind of looked over at it and I said, Liv, that's not normal. Do you see that water? That's not normal. There should not be rainbows in this water. So, I mean, it's a really good way to remember that this is not a detox, that you, it's not a hardcore detox that you're doing for this. Like a lot of people think of the detox that you're going to, okay, it's going to be like a 60-day detox, and I'm going to, you know, get ready to sit on my toilet for the next 3 days. No.
I mean, I do those too. Like they can be useful in another capacity, but these are a cornerstone for that foundational piece of like a daily internal shower, I like to think about. It's like you would not like have a shower and brush your teeth. Like it's the same thing for managing like the toxicity that's coming at us from more all angles. I remember in 2012 I was doing some research, and I think at the time the chemical count of chemicals that had been created was in the region of about 87,000. And today it's over 140,000, and it's climbing. And I know that there's only maybe a few thousand that have even been licensed. So a lot of these chemicals, we don't even know what they do, how they work, long-term impacts. And to me, having something like the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra really give me an opportunity to feel like I'm doing something and taking responsibility for my own well-being in whatever might be coming at me in the world, you know?
Exactly. I feel the same way. And, you know, I recently did a parasite protocol. It's Dr. Dean's parasite protocol. Cookie, if you and Diane can put up that that link for that too, it's really, really cool. So we've been talking about parasites for the longest time. And actually, you know, we joke in our team all the time that we're talking about poop. And, you know, and then we break into song, Savannah. Let's talk about poop, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Anyway. So, you know, one of the things that I did during my my parasite cleanse was after about, because I wanted to be able to chronicle like what's happening, what's the differences. So after about 3-4 days into it, I introduced the Pure Body dropper.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't want to do it right away. I wanted to kind of keep them apart. So I want to see what does this do by itself when I do that, right? As soon as I introduced the PB droppers, the Pure Body with the green bottle.
That's the gum, right?
Beside me. Hold on. Actually, can you bring me the one with the green bottle so I can show what it looks like? The Pure Body, the dropper. Sorry.
Okay.
It's important. I think it's important for people to just kind of see what it looks like.
It's a larger particle size, that one, isn't it?
A larger particle size. And so, yep. Well, that's the other one. I'll take and then the dropper. So this is the spray. Right. So this is the spray for anybody who's never seen it. It tastes like water. It tastes like nothing. And you literally, that's it. And I keep
that's this my go-to for in city. So I love that stuff. I literally walk around with it in my handbag.
Right. And I don't leave home. I don't go anywhere without this. I don't go anywhere without this. This is the Pure Body Extra. And then this is the dropper. So the dropper is the green bottle. I call it the green bottle, just kind of like with my daughter. Get the green bottle. Right. And the dropper is thicker. So I'm just going to collect some here. And you can kind of see that it's thicker. I think I go through it a lot, right? So, okay, this is the one I just finished. So, but you can kind of see how it's thicker, right? It's thicker. So this is the one that you use for your gut. And as soon as I started to use this, I saw the parasites.
Wow.
I will not share the picture. That's way too much information.
No, I love that though, because this is, I think like, poop should be something that we talk about because I think it's important. Like it helps us learn our bodies. It helps us learn what we should or should not be expecting. And one of the main things with parasites is that they feed off of the heavy metals that are in our system. So all these toxins that we're talking about that are sitting inside of our gut or in different like tissues because we've got too many toxins. And so our liver goes, oh, I'm going to help. Don't worry. You can't clear it out. Right. Fine. We'll just wrap it up in fat and we'll just deposit it there and keep you safe. Like these parasites live in between all of those layers and they feed off it. So taking those things out, game-changing for getting rid of parasites.
I was calling Dr. Dean and I'm like, I'm going to send you pictures and this is way too much information, but I promise I will clean it up. And he's laughing. He's like, you know what? People send me pictures of their toilets. Go ahead and send me your pictures. So I made sure it was nice and clean and send it over to him. And I won't share it here for the audience, but I was sending it to some of my team. Look what I found. And he says, listen, people get in there with chopsticks and they start to, because once you actually
pull apart,
you see it and you realize, whoa.
Yeah.
I did not think I had that. And I eat a clean diet. I work out. I take my zeolite. I do all the things you're supposed to do. And once in a while, you just need to do a little extra. So I'm really glad that I did that. I feel fantastic. I almost feel like I dropped, you know, an extra 2 pounds, but you know, one of the reasons I want to show you guys this is that, you know, we never tell you to do something that we're not doing. Like we're doing this. Dr. Tenpenny's using this. Our team uses it. And it's been a game changer, and we've been using this since 2019. And when we first started with Pure Body and Pure Body Extra, We tested it on ourselves first. And then, you know, Dr. Tempany tried it with some of our, some of her clients and patients. And then we started to get testimonials from our followers who had been using it, and video testimonials. So we were actually seeing changes in their children. And yeah,
it's amazing when you see that. It's just like that blows my mind every day when I see things like that. It's incredible.
Yeah. We actually dedicated a campaign to a little girl who actually was named Savannah.
Oh.
Yeah. And her mom had sent us videos of her, and the change was remarkable. Like, this was a little girl who was severely autistic. She had been damaged by vaccines at birth and in utero. And then, you know, for 8 years, she had smeared poop on the walls. She couldn't look at her mom in the eyes. She couldn't sing. She couldn't really, you know, speak. And then all of a sudden her mom was videoing this 30-day chronicle using the zeolite. And she's all of a sudden making eye contact. You know, she held her mom's face and said, "I love you." Her mom, like, I was in tears when her mom was telling me this. I was like, "Oh my God." She said, "Michelle, you know, first time ever, she stopped smearing poop on the wall." Like, these are huge milestones. We've had moms say, "My child has now, you know, no longer brain fog, has photographic memory now." Dr. Tempany says, you know, she uses it. Her headaches are gone. Her migraines are gone. She even says it's my afternoon boost. You know, she'll take it. And she's like, you know, I suddenly just, everything's just ready to go again. So huge benefits to this. I mean, I can go on and on and on about it. I love it. On to the next portion of this. And you know, that was of the trio here, Restore. So let's talk about Restore.
Restore is really important. So one of the things that happens when you're dealing with a toxic load is that your cells aren't cleaning things in and out as well as they can. And so once that is then happening, it's really powerful to then start to be able to build the strength back up in the cells, essentially give your cells the trace nutrients to provide improved function. So then they just work better. They work faster. They're more efficient. They are, the synapses in the brain can connect more easily. Like, there are so many layers to how that then begins to improve your general function. It means when you are reading information, it goes in more easily. When you're having a conversation, you're able to keep the thread of the conversation, again, more easily. You're able to remember things more easily, little bits and pieces like that. You'll also start to see that actually you start to absorb the nutrients better from the foods that you're eating, because your cells are performing better. You'll feel that your recovery time when you start to when you're training or when you are just doing some yoga or whatever is shorter, because your body can restore itself better. So Restore, I personally love, I mean, there's a couple of different things that I do with that, but I love the Fulvic Minerals Plus for that, because that has in it the sea moss, and then trace minerals from peat that has been harvested from using organic practices from a very clean source. And it also has the Pure Body Dropper in there too, so that they actually combine that in order to just reinforce it, basically. You can actually do the two of them together, the Fulvic Minerals and the Pure Body Extra. Like, if you, that's a good sort of daily, once you've done the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra together for a little while, that's often what I do each day, just because it has that amount.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned that too, because, you know, some people have the misconception that the zeolite's going to remove all these minerals from your body.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to take away the bad. It's not going to take away the good. But you know, I do like adding, you know what I do? I actually make my, so I have my Cardio Miracle in the morning, and this helps your body, you know, create the nitric oxide, which is great. And there's a bunch of other amazing stuff in there too. But so I do my Cardio Miracle and I put the Fulvic in there so that I remember it's part of my routine, the Fulvic. But when I, you know, I filter my water through a Berkey, and we know that there's tons of fluoride being poured into our water here, and I'm in Ontario. So I boil it and then I filter it and then I add my
Fulvic. I love your commitment. Well done.
Oh yeah. Very committed to this. Cause you know, especially when that thing happened in Ohio, we're not that far. Like, it's a good, you know, realization to, hey, they're not taking care of us. We need to take care of us. So clean it as much as you can. And we just kept going on the routine. And we did this in Florida too, because water in Florida is terrible. So we were always doing this routine anyway, you know, boiling it, filtering it, and then adding the minerals to it. But, you know, and even Dr. Naputi, Dr. Eric Naputi talks about this all the time, how, you know, create living water. So when I add the fulvic minerals to it and, you know, add some lemon and some other things, but that's my living water. So go ahead and filter your water. And the Berkey is not going to take away the good stuff either anyway. So filter your water, but add your fulvic to this, make it a part of your living water, because that's really going to put the minerals back into, you know, your life, your body. And it's such a great way to do it. You know, we make a big jar, just pour it in. And that way you're not even thinking about it. You're just sipping on it all day long. It's part of you.
Yeah, the key things with any of these things, one of the things I talk about in Human Food 101 as well, is creating the routines around things. Like, as soon as you've done that, you have these things that naturally support you that you're not having to consciously consider every single day.
Well, it's kind of like with the boiling water, we don't even think about it anymore. It's the routine. You just do it. It's a part of the routine. This brings me to our topic for today. Build. So now this glucose control. And Savannah, I'll be honest, when I first saw this, okay, so when this first came out, what was my first question? I don't know if you remember this. I was like, I don't have diabetes. I don't have blood pressure issues. Why am I taking this? Why do I need a glucose control? Is this like limited to who can use it? And then I called my person, Savannah, and I was like, Savannah, tell me more about this. I want to hear it directly from you. So this says, okay, so on the bottle, it says supports healthy blood sugar. So I can see why someone like me would be like, I don't need this. Why do I need this? But then you and Anna were like, no, you have no idea. So tell me.
It's magic stuff.
I want you to tell them what you said to me. Because
I will tell you my story. I will start before I tell my story. I will say that about 88% of people have dysregulated glucose levels. And a lot of them, oh, here comes my pussycat. A lot of them don't realize that they have dysregulated glucose levels. So sometimes you don't always know there's something happening with your sugars. But for me, I personally have had pretty much my whole life an issue with gluten of some description. And this has been a game changer for me. So should I tell my story from in New York?
Yeah.
So when I was in New York, actually, it was the same time I was there just before, like as we were having all the stuff with the fires. So, We were there on a work thing. We had lots of people there. It was really cool. It was actually the owner of the company was there, Eddie Stone, who I absolutely love, lovely chap. And we were there with his wife and his family, and we were all sat there chatting. We were in a lovely Italian restaurant. They've been talking about this Italian restaurant all week. And he was talking about this special dish where they like roll the spaghetti in a wheel of cheese. And you know, when someone talks about something for such a long time, you're thinking, oh my God, this sounds like it's so good. And then I got super excited because they were like, we have gluten-free options available. I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'm going to try it. Like normally what would happen if I have gluten is quite dramatic. Like I literally avoid it very effectively and have done for about, I don't know, 15 years. But if I have gluten, I will swell. My legs will swell, my stomach will swell, I will get fatigued, I will get a migraine almost immediately, I'll get a huge head fog, and that can last up to 3 days. I will also get, again, this might be too much information, but I'll also get like blood in my stools. It's a really unpleasant process for me. So I'm like, I have no problem with it. You get used to it and you find ways to have delicious things without gluten in them. So no issue at all, right? So anyway, I'm in this restaurant. I'm super excited because there's like a gluten-free option. I'm like, yes, I'm in. I'm going to do it. And I double check with the waiter. Gluten-free? Yes, definitely. Absolutely. He brings me the dish. Yes, it's definitely absolutely gluten-free. I ask again and I start eating and I get about halfway through and I'm quite sensitive. And I start to feel my body heating up and I'm thinking something's not right. And it's not only not right, it's really not right. And so I ask the waiter again, are you sure this dish is gluten-free? And he says to me, no, it's not. And I start to have a little panic.
Oh no.
And Eddie's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, what can I do? Now, normally my go-to, this was before the glucose control launched. So normally my go-to would be one of the other products called Green Energy, because that has in it a huge amount of enzymes. And if I ever have any problems, that is the best thing I'd found so far to help cope with that. So I would take maybe 5 or 6 of those and it would kind of calm it down. That was the most amount of gluten I think I've eaten in maybe 15 years at that point. So I'm nervous because I'm not sure how badly my body is going to react. And Eddie says, hang on, what I do have is the glucose control. So he gives me 2 glucose control to take. And within 20 minutes, I feel the heating sensation of inflammation, I think is what it was, calming right down.
Wow.
And not only do I not have, did I have no bloating, no swelling in my legs, no blood in my stools, no brain fog. I had to get up at 4 a.m. the following morning to get on a flight. So I was worried that that combination of that process would make my legs swell even more. No problems with that either. And that kind of blew my mind because that does sometimes happen when I get on a flight. So I was like, when can I try this stuff? Like, I want to try this properly, not just like the 2 tablets. I was like, this has been really effective. And that was when I had a bad, like I'd eaten something that wasn't great for me. And I had a normal allergic reaction to it and it kind of neutralized that. So I was like, what is this stuff? And Eddie said to me, well, it has like 1 capsule is the same as 5 of the green energy capsules. So he's like the probiotics that are in there and prebiotics, it's all just basically mushrooms and enzymes. It's a really, really potent product of mushrooms and enzymes, and it helps. Yes, it helps regulate blood sugar. Yes, we've seen people who, you know, they will they'll take it an hour before food. There'll be 2 people of very similar backgrounds, sugar level wise. One of them will take it an hour before food, one of them won't. And when they take, the one who takes it will have stable sugar levels the whole way through. The one who doesn't take it but eats exactly the same thing has a massive sugar level spike. You know, so we know that it works in a very pragmatic way for sugar because it turns it into starch almost immediately. Therefore, the body can just completely let go of it immediately without even having to go, oh, okay, what do I have to do with this? So what it's essentially doing by neutralizing that is meaning that your body doesn't have to work as hard. And so what happened for me is I started taking it regularly was things that I was noticing with my joints, where they would ache a little bit if I had certain foods. For me, it was usually things like vinegar, things that would be slightly inflammatory. As soon as I started taking the glucose control, all of that just began to reduce to the point where it's completely disappeared in every single way. I, by accident, not even intentionally trying, and even whilst I was on a trip to Italy where I did go, oh, I've got the glucose control, let's test it with a little bit of fresh pasta whilst I'm in Italy, because when you're there, you know, try it. Again, no problems at all. And that really stunned me. But what happened by accident was I lost 11 pounds because it also cleans out the visceral fat that's around the organs. It just helps your body work better. So it's great for sugar levels. Yes, it helps if you're going to have something naughty and it will just help neutralize all those things. But there are so many other things that this does over time, especially when you're taking it consistently, because you take it like an hour before you eat. It basically acts like a flower and it opens out in your gut to create like a balance in your gut microbiome. And Eddie explained this to me, saying that, like, because I said to him, like, what about things like candida and what about things like, you know, healthy gut microbiome? Like, does it help with that? And he's like, well, it doesn't directly affect candida, like as an immediate thing. But if you take it over time and you're reinforcing that healthy, like gut flora balance, because you're putting all these enzymes, prebiotics, probiotics that are in this, in there. Then over time, you've got microbiome balances. And I have to say, I think I'm nearly 3 months in now with it. And I do notice, like, I have it with every meal. But I also notice there's been a couple of times where I've been out, I was like, oh, God, I've forgotten it. And I've still been able to eat in a very normal way. And I can feel that my gut microbiome is getting stronger and stronger because little things that might be in the food that I would notice just a bit of an edge where it slows me down a bit, that's no longer happening. So I'm just really excited to see what happens kind of like a year down the line with this. But I recommend this to literally everybody because it's magic stuff. So it's more than sugar, but it also helps with that.
It's more than sugar, yes. I wanted to share the screen with you. Let me see if I can share it real quick here. Because I thought this was such a great piece. Can you see that?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So this was the study that they had, one of the studies that they had done to show the different, what happens with the different meals using the glucose versus not using the glucose. And, you know, they talked about the crash. So it's not just, you know, what you experience with, you know, during, like you were saying, the inflammation and things like that, but it's also like the crash, right?
It's just so steady. That's what I'd say. Like when some people have started taking it, they're like, oh, I'm not noticing like I'm super energized. I'm like, but how are your energy levels? They're like, oh, they're really stable. Like there's no, like you're talking about that crash. There isn't that crash anymore. It's just, I'm feeling really balanced. I've got really consistent energy through the whole day. That's what I see a lot with this.
See, the same thing here. I don't eat pasta because a lot like you, I feel sluggish. I feel just tired, immediately bloated, you know? And so I wasn't a good girl like you and took it an hour before eating because I don't usually think I'm going to eat things like that. So I literally take it right before because I'm like, oh, yes, I do want to try it. Hold on a second.
It should still work. It'll still work.
I mean, I felt great. And I know that I have sensitivities to eat. I'll even break out if I have, you know, bread. And then I call it a croissant baby because it all goes right here. Yeah. You know? And you become exactly a croissant. Right. And you have a croissant baby in your tummy. But I have noticed a difference with that. So I'll go ahead and I'll enjoy my bread once in a while and I'll enjoy my pasta once in a while. And I've been using it and I felt totally normal. Totally, yeah. Like actually,
that's incredible.
Yeah. And you know, like I sing, right? So I've actually had a whole meal one time and I regretted it. I had a whole pasta meal and I was like, oh, but I love fettuccine Alfredo. And I had this, you know, fettuccine Alfredo, and then I went on stage and I fainted.
Oh, love. Wow.
And I was like, that's it. That was my that's it moment. This was a long time ago, it was before I had my daughter, but I was like, that was my that's it moment. I'm like, I know it's the pasta. Yeah. And so, so this has been a game changer. And, you know, and it's also for sweets too, right? Because that's what Anna was like, you know, Anna Rogers, she's one of our other friends here. And we often talk about all things touched on. But, you know, she was like, Michelle, and she has this beautiful, you know, accent too. And she's like, Michelle, you can have all the sugar you want. But, you know, because one of the things that it says is when your glucose is dysregulated, you may have frequent high spikes in blood sugar with out of control hunger, cravings for sweet foods, energy dips, and exhaustion throughout the day, and stubborn weight gain. So, yeah. You know, it's not just, hey, I want to eat my pasta and I want to, you know, be able to avoid the inflammation. You know, talk to me about the out of control hunger and the cravings for sweet foods.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing. Another thing I didn't mention, actually, I would often get that if I'd had gluten, I'd have the same thing. I'd be like ravenous, and not necessarily for things that would be that healthy for me either. The one thing I find really interesting with this is that what I've noticed and what I'm hearing from other people who were taking it is that they're just not craving as many things. It's not that it suppresses your appetite, because it doesn't do that, but it just, your appetite changes a little bit. There isn't that, like, you know, desperation any longer. You're like I said before, it's just, you're very balanced and you have the time in your head to go, what do I like to eat? There's no like command coming from your body when you're taking this, because it just helps harmonize everything. And you can make better choices, I think, when you have that space. And that's that piece in your mind. So the one thing I'm quite blown away from it with is the weight loss that a lot of people are experiencing. And in no way is that, like, for example, I have no real need to lose weight. But I did definitely notice that I'm kind of perimenopausal, I'd probably say. So I definitely noticed I was just had a couple of extra pounds round my waist, and no big deal. Like, I don't mind. It's no issue. But when I've started taking this, they've fully gone. But for some people who are carrying a lot more weight, what we're seeing, we had, you know, one lady lost, I mean, she lost like dress sizes over a 3-month period, because it helps to break down that visceral fat. It just is mind-blowing how much this supports the system to build up that strength. And if you're taking the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra with it, you know, as you have the weight coming off, you're cleaning the toxins out that are in that weight, typically speaking, as well as then helping your body clean the fat out in a really easy way.
It's often too, like, you know, thinking about the weight loss too, is often when you're eating things like fast carbs, like the pastas and the bread, you're hungry quickly after, you know, not just because it's a fast carb, but also because there's that rapid spike in blood sugar followed by the crash, which then makes you feel hungry again. And then you want to go back in that
vicious cycle as well.
So this kind of flattens out that glucose curve, right? Yeah. So that you can avoid that and then you feel fuller longer. You're not needing that extra snack in between the meals because it's leveling that out, right? And I think that's the same probably for the carb heavy foods, that the cravings for those foods, you know, I remember when I was doing, and again, this goes back to my pre baby days, when I was doing what is called the 4-hour body. And we would, it was part of my routine where, you know, you're eating a lot of cruciferous vegetables and you're mindful about your sugar intake, including fruits. Like I would only really eat that on one day a week. And avoid it as much as I could. But what I noticed when I started doing that was it took me about 2 or 3 weeks to just never crave those things again. I just didn't crave them again because I was completely out of the system and it takes kind of that long to do it. But when you're taking the glucose control, it's kind of leveling that off for you without that.
It's almost immediate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't have that wait period. So that's what I noticed with that too.
It's the gut microbiome piece, because that craving that you're talking about is usually when there's some kind of candida imbalance. And this is what I come back to with the conversation with Eddie. It's like it doesn't directly affect the candida, like it doesn't get rid of it. But because you're not feeding it and you're putting in these other positive like things into the microbiome, you're balancing it naturally over time. So it's actually a much gentler way and more, I think, personally, more effective way of balancing those things in the long term, because candida is meant to be there. Like everybody's has a craze about like, oh, I must get rid of all of this candida. And yes, candida is linked to so many ailments and diseases, so having a lower account of candida is important, but it's important to do it in a way where you're balancing the gut microbiome, and this really meets that need. So that's why it so quickly neutralizes those cravings that you're speaking about.
Yeah. And then it's the vicious craving cycle, really.
Oh, it's like, yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. And so that's why I say, you know, we can eat those naughty foods that we're trying to avoid and not have the punishment for it, because this will, you know, help flatten that curve. That's the only curve we want to flatten, guys.
Exactly. 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 And yeah. Is that Rhonda asked a question there? Yeah, it helps to balance all of the gut microbiome. It's quite a phenomenal product. It's the enzymes that are in there are a special licensing that Touchstone has partnered with somebody for. And this person it's only licensed to Touchstone. You won't find this combination anywhere else. And it's been developed over a number of years. This isn't something that Touchstone were like, oh, I think we'll do this and like pulled it out of the hat. It's one of the things I love about the company. Like they only have a handful of products because Eddie's vision was really to make every single product a Touchstone for health, like of the highest quality, because there are so many things out there supplement wise that are well packaged perhaps, but don't always have the substance to them. That help the body in a significant way. So this particular formulation has been put together from over a decade's worth, I think it might even be longer, of work by these people that they've partnered with the licensing for. And as a result, it's so effective and so well thought through. And what I love about it, like with all their products, like it's 100% natural. So I take more than the recommended dose personally, because that's what I found has really been working for me. And also I like to test things. So I have a little bit of a play and let's just say I order 5 bottles a month and let's see how I get on. But I definitely would say like there's no limit to what you can take or how few or how many, because again, it's all natural. So you can sleep when you take it. Some people like love eating late at night. They wake up and they've got the munchies. Like it's helped curb that. For some people, it means they're also sleeping better, because that regulation of the sugar levels is meaning that they're not getting interrupted in the middle of the night as their body's trying to process dysregulation in their sugar levels. So there's so many things that it helps with, which are kind of, they're almost silent because it just creates a more smooth energy level. But it really is an exceptional product for much more than just the control of the sugar.
Mm-hmm. And I think, a lot of, when I speak to people about what they're eating, and they often call me and say, Michelle, you know, what should I do for this? And why am I plateauing and what's happening? And, you know, often I'll say, well, what are you eating? They're like, well, we eat healthy. I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's how often are you eating boxed foods or processed foods, or how often are you doing, you know, this or that? And then they start to realize, oh, well, that's just once a day. And then when they actually start to package it up, like in a document, they're like, oh, okay, that was a couple times a day. Well, there's an accumulation of that as you go along, right? You're doing this, even if it's once a day, now you're doing it 7 days a week, once a day. And you start to realize, wow, I really wasn't eating very healthy and thought I was. So sometimes we have to come back and just take a chart and write down everything you're eating. Cause you know, I try to say if it comes from a plant, great. If you're eating a plant, great. If it comes from a plant, don't. But if you're, you know, we can not avoid living life and we want to enjoy things that we don't necessarily make ourselves and we have to buy it already made, but just check on that, because often those these sneaky little things, even when it says something like natural flavor, you want to make sure, well, what is that? And why? Exactly. Like, I've called you on that a couple of times,
yeah,
right?
So absolutely.
Natural flavor. I want to know what it is. And you know, we go back to the company and they're like, well, that's organic bean, vanilla bean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but when you're dealing with a company that you don't know, you know, you're dealing with companies that you are not able to just call up the founders and call up the scientists and say, hey, I have a question. And, you know, it's so lovely that we can do that inside this company. And it's great. Like whenever there's so much transparency and I've sat with some of their formulators and they're so open. I mean, they've said to me, hey, bring us on the show. We'll talk about anything you guys want to talk about. We actually had Dr. Greenberg come on and he talked about
amazing. Fiber. He's fabulous.
Yeah. And he came on and this back in January. And he was great. Like, I love the fact that they're like, yep, let's talk about it. We have absolutely nothing to hide. We want you to know what you should know what's coming into your body,
which
right?
You should be. Like, when there's transparency, you know that what you're dealing with is real. And there's no, I think it's a good BS detector as well. Like there's, you can feel when somebody's being sincere with you and you can, you know, especially when you can ask them hard questions and they go, oh, okay. Yeah. I can see why you're asking me that. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is why this and this. And then there's just like a completely open dialogue. I love that about them.
Yeah. And you know, something we didn't mention, or maybe you did. And I was just, my brain is kind of going a million miles an hour as we're talking about this, but it also helps with brain fog because blood sugar spikes affect your thinking power, right? Because it impairs cognitive function. And it also makes it hard to sleep well. So you wake up groggy, right?
Absolutely. And your gut and how your gut functions have a direct impact in terms of your serotonin and dopamine levels as well. So that clarity, especially if you're also taking the fulvic minerals, because that is so important for the trace minerals and balancing the synapses and connecting and strengthening the synapses in the brain, which is the pathways that get made as you form a new habit or as you're making, you know, positive affirmations, like practicing those new positive things. Like the two together work incredibly powerfully. And there's been some stuff I was looking at actually a little while ago that talks about that they're beginning to think that some of the nerves in the gut have a very similar tissue to the synapses in the brain. So I think actually the two work much more closely together than we realize. And so supporting yourself from both ends means you will have, you know, great things like better digestion, but also stronger clarity of mind and just strength. I think it helps strengthen your character because I think the more you can help yourself function at a high level as a human being, the more you can passionately bring the things you believe in into the world. I think it's much more tough when your body's dealing with toxicity, when it's dealing with, you know, passive toxins, when it's dealing with not enough nutrients coming in. So it's essentially kind of like shriveled and slightly, you know, just trying to force its way through. I think it's a very hard way to live when you function in that way. And so for me, I'm personally like super passionate about making life as fun as possible, making sure that you're giving your body the things that it needs, the things that help switch it on, like make you bright, make you passionate, allow your character to really shine, and that helps you to move freely into the world and, you know, share whatever your message is with people.
Absolutely. You know, something that's interesting too is about the acne and skin breakouts. So this can also help with that because a lot of skin issues are worsened by blood sugar spikes too and inflammation. So that too, I mean, for anybody who's suffering from acne, I mean, that's another, I mean, this thing, we can go on and on and on, Savannah. We can literally sit here all day and talk about all the
things. I literally could talk about this all day.
I know.
I love better stuff. This is my new favorite thing at the moment. I've been so excited about it, especially when people try it for the first time, just because you know it's really cool to hear like what their experiences are with it. And mostly it's that thing of like, oh, I just feel really like balanced. I feel really good. Oh, I've dropped those extra pounds. Like I had a lovely lady in Norway that I work with who was started taking it, and she was like, oh, you know, I feel good, I feel balanced, I haven't really noticed anything. She went to buy a new pair of jeans, she was like, oh my god, I've gone down a jean size, and I didn't even realize.
Right, it's amazing. Actually, I'm gonna embarrass Diana right now, because she says I get gassy after pasta and bread. But you know what,
I think we all do relate to that. Yeah, I think everybody
all does. We all do. And this stops that. I was actually when I was out with some friends and they were talking about wanting to grab some pasta, I'm like, you know, you're gonna get bloated, we're gonna go out, you can't look like that. You're gonna regret it later. And you know, and this, it really is a game changer. So I do love it. I know Dr. Tenpenny loves it too. She's been using it as well. So Dr. Tenpenny also has a gluten sensitivity. So, you know, we've got to be really careful. And sometimes we'll go to different events and they don't, you know, they're you don't know what you're going to eat, because these things are prepared and they're not prepared.
It's always catered to. It's in sauces so often as well. Like, you're surprised. I've seen it in meats. I've seen it in sauces.
Yes.
And even in guacamole, I've seen it, which blows my mind.
What the heck are they putting in
guacamole? To put, like, gluten in guacamole? I don't understand. But anyway, yeah, you never know.
You almost might as well take one when you're going out to dinner or when you're not preparing your own meal, because you just don't know at this point. Like, it's in everything.
Yeah.
So I love that. So this was our three pillar approach. So cleanse with your pure body and your pure body extra, your restore with the folic minerals, and your build with the glucose. So I hope this was helpful for everybody. It was helpful for me. I mean, I learned some things with you today too, Savannah. I'm so excited about that.
I'm so happy. I'm so thankful for being here. And I just want to say as well, I want to mention something about the glucose control, because I only found this out, I think, 2 days ago. Because some of the ingredients are have gone up in price slightly, there will be a price change coming for a full bottle. But I did have a conversation with Eddie, and he is amazing. Like, he hasn't put the price up on some of the products since the very beginning. So he was very reticent with this, because he's normally very, very passionate about keeping everything at a very approachable price for everybody. What he has said and what he's promised is that anybody who goes on auto ship, if you like it and it works for you, like, stay on the auto ship, because if you get the auto ship at the lower price, the company will honor that for the life of that auto ship.
Oh, I love that.
You just can't cancel it and then start again later. So just bear that in mind.
Cancel it. Okay, that's really good.
Just bear that in mind. I just wanted to offer that up as well. I have so loved chatting with you, Michelle. I always love chatting with you. Like, I think that's going to be a lifetime worth of happy conversations for me. So yeah, anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. You've been such a joy. And, you know, let everybody know where to find you, because I think everybody should have this book. And I saw Cookie talking something about a vegan cheese dip. And I could swear you have a vegan cheese dip in here.
I do.
What page is that on? Now I'm going to go look for it.
Cookie. That's a really good question. I have no idea. It'll be in the dip section. I should know, shouldn't I? I should know. I'm off my back, but I don't. You can go to humanfood101.com. I think that's the main website for it. But it's also on my website under products. So savannahallelujah.com, and just go to the product section, and there's a little link for it on that page.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. Well, everyone, thank you so much for being here with this hour for us and listening to us chat. This is, you know, honestly, these are the kinds of conversations that we have offline. This is why we wanted to bring this to the forefront. Let Dr. Tenpenny's audience kind of see what goes on. We talk about these things all the time. We you know, figure out what works, what doesn't work. We test things on ourselves. These are the conversations our teams have. And we wanted to share that with you. We wanted to be able to give you what happens in the backgrounds, how we make certain decisions, why we bring certain things to you for you to try too. And it's, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, we want you to live better, be healthier, feel better. And we know we can't control everything out there, but we have control about what we can do to stay within those three pillars, right? The cleanse, restore, and build. And we try to make it as affordable as possible, at least for you to try it But stick around, because we're going to just talk about some of these things right now, right after we leave here, Savannah and I, and we'll keep chatting in the background. But we want to make sure that you can see some of the detailed information that Dr. Tenpenny has to say just coming up next. But before I get off, I'm going to end with Dr. Tenpenny's favorite verse of the Bible. And you can all say it with me. It's Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and persistent in prayer, and lean into God. He will never let you down. And all of you, please continue your prayers for Dr. Tenpenny. She's recovering beautifully. She'll be back with us really, really soon. And we hope you'll stick around and enjoy these shows with us until she comes back and joins us. We love you. Stick around for these amazing this amazing information on the Zeolite next.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity, and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt.